Here's the translation of the text into English. Elliott Affiliates $5.89 billion bid, recommended as winner of Citgo auction. Most Trump tariffs are not legal, U.S. appeals court rules. Trump cancels $679 million in federal funding for offshore wind projects. Oil prices fall with expected low demand, upcoming supply boost. U.S. oil production hit record high in June. EIA says U.S.-Venezuela tensions rise as U.S. warships arrive in Southern Caribbean. U.S. crude oil production reaches record high in June, EIA reports. Oil prices slip marginally lower. Ukraine peace deal, India tariffs in focus. Gold prices just lower. Monthly gains on track. All SkyWest flights briefly grounded for technical issue, U.S. Airlines says. U.S. will proceed with probe of solar imports from India, Laos, and Indonesia. Meta's AI leaders discuss using Google, OpenAI models and apps. The information says U.S. makes it harder for SK Hynix, Samsung to make chips in China. Brazil probes JBS and other beef packers for buying cattle from deforested land. Spirit Airlines files for second bankruptcy in a year as financial challenges persist. TSMC to market system to manage trade secrets, its lawyer says. WhatsApp finds new hacking campaign targeting fewer than 200 people. Exclusive. Meta created flirty chatbots of Taylor Swift, other celebrities without permission. S&P 500 ends lower as Dell and Nvidia drop. Chicago PMI drops significantly, signaling contraction in manufacturing sector. U.S. core PCE firms slightly but matches expectations. Canada's economy shrinks by more than expected in second quarter. Kenya's inflation rises to 4.5% in August on higher food transport costs. Wholesale inventories see a slight increase, surpassing expectations. Core PCE price index holds steady, aligns with forecast and previous figures. German unemployment tops 3 million for first time in a decade. German inflation rises more than expected to 2.1% in August. U.S. judge halts Trump effort to expand fast-track deportations. Hearing ends without ruling on Trump's firing of Fed Governor Cook, El Salvador, to transfer Bitcoin reserves to multiple addresses. Brazil's 2026 budget bill projects primary surplus of 0.25 of GDP. Mexico's central bank hikes economic forecast, but growth remains sluggish. Stocks decline with tech shares. Dollar weakens as Fed rate cut in view. Trump's global tariffs ruled illegal by U.S. appeals court. Brazil's Lula in no rush to retaliate against U.S. tariffs. Ethereum-based meme project Pepito surges past $6.5 million in presale. Bitcoin price today dips to $109,000 on firm inflation data, set for monthly drop. DeFi development launches Solana treasury vehicle in UK market. Bybit adds tokenized gold to Ton network with earn yields up to 100%. Gate launches GUSD, a stable investment backed by real-world assets. Sharpe's technology raises over $400 million to buy Solana cryptocurrency. BTCC Summer Festival 2025, it's Japan's WAN's Web3 community. HTX Hot Listings weekly recap Aug 18th, Aug 25. Meme coins steal the show. Blue chips steadily recover. DeFi development buys 77 millionaires in Solana tokens after equity raise. GCL subsidiary Two Game Digital partners with KuCoin, pay to accept secure crypto payments in real time. Kathy Wood's ARK buys Intellia stock. Trim's DraftKings position Fresh Pet stock hits 52-week low at $55.77. Amid challenging year, Apollo Commercial Real Estate Finances stock hits 52-week high at $10.61. Rush Street Interactive stock hits 52-week high at $22.52 USD. Travel Plus Leisure stock hits 52-week high at $63.34 UD. Aviana Healthcare stock hits 52-week high at $8.3 US. Grupo Financiero Galicia Q22025. Slides. Strong ROE amid Argentine recovery. Cipher Mining stock hits 52-week high at $7.78. BBVA adjusts terms of Banco Sabadell takeover offer after dividend. Barrick Mining stock hits 52-week high at $26.8. If you need any additional details or specific sections expanded, just let me know.